The news from the BBC. Now it's your turn.
You can post on facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay or get in touch via Twitter at @BBC_WHYS.
Welcome to World Have Your Say.
Hello, I'm Nuala McGovern. You are indeed very welcome to the BBC's World Have Your Say. Well, What Must Be Said is the name of a new poem by German Nobel laureate Günter Grass, and it's provoked worldwide outrage and triggered an international row. In it, Mr. Grass warns that Israel's atomic power endangers world peace, and Iran in particular. Now, the Israeli Prime Minister has condemned the poem and pointed to the fact that Mr. Grass was a former member of the SS. Also in the poem, Mr. Grass voices his concern that criticising Israel could lead him to being labelled an anti-Semite. Do you think it's okay for Günter Grass to criticise Israel in this way? Well, the number to call is country code +44 20 70 83 72 72. And also later this hour, we'll talk about whether the Olympics are fair to women.
If you don't want to make an international call, text country code 44 77 86 20 60 80 and put call me in your message.
Well, let's meet Steve Marchinsky. He's a broadcaster and journalist in New York. Welcome to the programme, Steve.
Thanks, Nuala.
Well, tell us your reaction to this poem.
It's pretty annoying, not just to hear what he says, but because of his past, the fact that he feels so righteous in saying what he's saying. It's sort of, not that he doesn't have the right to say it, Nuala, but my feeling was that because of his past, he should have been more sensitive to Israel's needs and fears, and to express himself in an almost prideful arrogance that he's saying what should be said, as if he's the only one with guts to speak the truth, is embarrassing.
Well, Hans in Dresden got in touch. He's in Germany. Actually, he was posting on the New York Times. He says the problem in Germany mostly is that you can't criticize Israel's foreign policy without being called anti-Semitic.
I don't think it's fair to brand anyone an anti-Semite or racism, even if it's true, because it sort of ends the debate, and debate is a good thing. What I feel, though, is that many Germans are sick of hearing about the Holocaust and dealing with the guilt about it, and it becomes almost cathartic when they feel able to criticize anything about the Jewish people or the Jewish state. But in this criticism, Nuala, it's confronting Israel's potential military defense against a regime that wants to destroy it.
Well, Steve, we're going to hear a little bit more of what the reaction has been in Germany. And from what I was reading around today, it did seem that many were very critical of Günter Grass. We want to hear what you think. Facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay is one way to get in touch. Let's meet Yossi Gurevich, who's a journalist and a blogger in Tel Aviv. Welcome to the programme, Yossi. You heard a little bit of what our first guest, Steve, was saying there. What would you respond to, Steve?
I would say that the Israeli government has basically ad hominem attacked Grass and ignored his points. Grass is very concerned about the fact that Germany is supplying Israel with submarines, which may be used to launch possibly nuclear attacks. Now, Israel has several times hinted it may use tactical nukes against Iranian nuclear sites, so this fear is not without basis. Now, basically, Grass was told by the Israeli government, specifically the Israeli embassy in Berlin, that he was an anti-Semite and that his poem was an equivalent of the Grass libel. I don't see that way. I don't think I've read several translations of the poem. The word Jew does not appear in the poem. I do not think it is fair to the Jews outside Israel to have them held hostage to the policy of Israel. And I think that those comments were unfortunate.
Well, let's bring in Robert Sharp. Robert is joining us today. Actually, where are you, Robert? You're in London, I believe. I know you're a Worldwide Fellowship of Writers promoting free expression and literature across frontiers. The name of the organisation is PEN. You've heard Yossi and also Steve speak there. What do you think about this poem that Gunter Grass has written?
First of all, I think it's really interesting that he's written a poem. Most criticism of Israel, or indeed any country, comes in the form of, tweets or just journalistic writing or statements. Mr. Grass has done something literary. I think that's, an interesting thing. What I'd like to see is the critics of Mr. Grass respond with some creative writing of their own. That might diffuse the sort of bitter and quite nasty rhetoric that's been flowing around on both sides.
Well, Steve is a critic of it. Steve, are you ready to write a poem?
I'd love to write a poem. I think a good music video could work too. And frankly, humor could work as well. And his poem, "What Must Be Said," anyone could just respond, "What must be said," and just contradict him. So yeah, he lends himself to that.
Which is the part that really you are critical of, Steve?
Well, I mean, I took it all as a whole, but just there's a part of the poem towards the end where he says both Iran and Israel should allow an international authority. Well, that's all well and good, but it's the equating of the two that was frustrating to me. And again, particularly from a German who served in the SS, it's all nice to put things equal when, if someone does something you disagree with, just put it on a par with someone that is totally rotten. I don't think, that's really fair. And it sort of weakens his argument.
Well, Robert, what do you respond?
I think that what we'd like to happen and what is supposed to happen is what has happened. Mr. Grass has exercised his right to free expression. He's done it in a literary way, as I said. And a lot of critics have come back to sort of analyse that and to pick apart his statements, question his history. They've responded with their own free speech. The great thing about free expression is that no one gets the last word. He can say these things that many people find offensive, and they've got the right to say that they find them offensive, to criticize him. That's how we get to the bottom of these things. That's how we, examine whether indeed there is an issue at stake. And it's far better to do that than to have people, feeling, that they're censored or, engaging in self-censorship. I really prefer it that Mr. Grass, whatever his background, has, seen fit to sort of air his views. At least we all know what he thinks and we can respond to that.
Steve?
Again, to me, when I read it, I couldn't help but think that he's sort of saying, underlying it, how dare the Jews be strong? That was sort of a sense that I got. And again, his past cannot be ignored. And I would have thought that he should appreciate the need for Jews and Israel to be strong. And he just dismisses the history. He dismisses the threat that Israel faces. And he just puts it on a par with Iran. They should both just be watched by other people. It was an arrogance and a denial of the true threat that Israel faces.
Well, Claudio got in touch. He's posted at facebook.com/worldhaveyoursay. He says, everyone has the right to criticise anyone. The problem with Grass, whom I used to love as a writer, puts it in the past tense, is that he doesn't seem to notice that Iran has already openly threatened to wipe Israel out of the earth's face. No similar declaration has ever been made by any Israeli official. Robert.
Those statements from Iran are deeply unpleasant and insightful, and it's at English Pen and Pen International, that's the line we draw, really, is incitement to direct incitement to violence like that is is, you know, where we do not defend the right to free expression. But Gunter Grass hasn't said that, has he? I mean, he's been insensitive and offensive. But reading the poem before this show, he hasn't been agreeing with Iran and inciting that kind of violence. And so the way to deal with him, as I say, is through counter speech, through criticizing him, and not by forcing him, or censoring him, or stopping him from saying what he wants to say. Because as soon as you do that, a lot of people are going to cry victimology. They're going to say, they're going to. Those with prejudices will have those prejudices reinforced if people like Gunter Grass can't say what they think. So it's nearly always better for people to speak out and be criticised in the open. Better a sort of noisy, free discussion than a sort of closed down, quiet one where people on both sides are just going to fester. And they're just going to misrepresent the other side's views. The great thing about free expression, even if it's offensive and you don't want to hear it, is at least you get to hear what the other people are saying. Mr. Grass has, done everyone in the world a service because he's told us what he's thinking. He's told us what people like him and with his history actually think. And now people who disagree with him know what they're dealing with. They know how to argue against him.
They very much are, Robert. They are getting in touch at Facebook.com with us, and they're also tweeting about it. It is incredible the reach that this story has had over the past few days. And it very much today, if you put it in, they are tweeting with the hashtags Gunter Grass.